And it was just yesterday that I was actually chatting to someone about the state of some of our sporting clubs, their facilities. And the Murchison Talamba club came up, I believe. Funnily enough, Sam Birrell, who's on the phone with me right now, has been trying to advocate for it. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Josh.
Yeah, some of our sporting facilities are in pretty bad nick, aren't they?
Yeah, look, they're not. They're just not appropriate. There's heaps of footballers and netballers playing, both male and female, and the change rooms and the facilities just aren't appropriate. And these clubs can't fund them on their own. They need help from governments. And when we're in coalition, we used to have a thing called the Building Better Regions Fund and some other funding grant programs where we'd assess applications based on need and give some funding. Now, we always could have done more, and I would like to do more, but I've just been in Parliament saying that the new government needs to, it's cut all the regional funding, it needs to announce some and help these clubs out.
Yeah, why do you think they're seemingly neglecting the regions?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a Labor government and they sort of don't have many people in the regions. I'm not sure. Maybe they're just trying to hold off for a budget so they don't have to spend money.
Mm.
But that doesn't help the clubs that really need this assistance. We who live in the regions know how important community sport is and how it's great for mental, physical health and communities coming together. I suppose what I'm doing in Parliament is just trying to make people in power get it. And make sure that we as a parliament are here to help those people.
Absolutely. Another issue I think that a lot of people are dealing with at the moment is to do with aged care. Tell us about these aged care reforms that you're trying to advocate for.
Yeah, there was a Royal Commission into aged care and it found that there were some deficiencies. I don't argue with that. It made some recommendations and those recommendations are a sort of a broad brush approach. You know, it's really targeted at the big corporate sort of aged care homes that are in big cities.
Mm.
They don't work necessarily in regional areas where we've got less people, smaller aged care facilities, and we really want older people to be able to go to an aged care facility in their own community so their parents can come and see them. So their kids can come and see them, see their parents. So I'm advocating that there are exemptions made for smaller regional aged care facilities, that they don't have to comply in the way that a big city place might, because it's just making some of them, it's very difficult to run those smaller ones in regional areas.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few stories, you know, on A Current Affair over the last few months of aged care facilities closing down and these elderly people and their families being kind of left out, you know, saying, all right, find your own accommodation. We really don't want that happening here.
No, we don't want that happening here. And we don't want people having to go to an aged care facility 100 kilometres away from where their family lives.
Mm.
The family wants to go and see them. That's the beauty of having aged care facilities in smaller regional areas. And the regulations, which just sort of treat everyone as though they were in a suburb in a big city,
yeah,
are making it difficult for smaller places. I'm talking in Parliament every chance I get on that, and I'm really trying to push the Minister to come to the Golden Valley and understand, at least in our region, how it's working.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, keep up the good work there in Canberra. Sam Birrell, our local MP, appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Josh.